Okay, I want to deal with the myth of Kriyat Shema. Is it considered mina Torah or is it the Rabbanon? Page 173. So, you know, if we were a biblical scholar and you're reading this pasuk, and you know, I were to ask you, you know, is there like, is this like a commandment form, right? So, what is it by Shema? And what should you do? You have to teach. So would you necessarily imply from here that there's a mitzvah to actually say Kriyat Shema, Pashu Peshat and Chumash? You're doing Chumash with your son. How would you translate what the Pesukim are trying to tell us? When it says here, Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ele, does that mean Davka Shema? That right? That you have to vision, you have to teach? No. There seems to be the Pashup Shah, the Pasuk seems to be just Torah. Right? Right? You just study Torah. Not Dafka these words. And that is that machloket specifically is the machloket how to understand what the Pesukim mean. So is it talking about just a general limud Torah that or specifically but no, these are the words, you gotta say Shema, right? That's in fact the machloka between them. Now, what's the nafkamina then if from there we just learn it's the Rabbanan? Meaning the what's Shema? Okay, Chazal say you gotta say Shema, Zasmachta. Right. So that would be that put on a different playing field. But if we say that no, these Pesukim in the Torah are talking about Shema, that puts Shema on a derisa level. If we're saying that really we're talking about Torah learning. Oh, Shema, that's Rabbanan. The rabbis didn't say Shema. That makes a major nafkamina. If you say mitzvah, the rest of the Rabbanan, right? Safeg. Right? So that's where the battleground is going to lie. Now, each side is going to say that I'm going to prove my end of things. So take a look at source 2. Chazal Bet Shamayin says, Be'erev kol adam yatav yikru b'boker yamdu. Right? In the morning, what do? At night, you yatav yikro. You yata, like you lean. You lean, right? In the morning, stand up and say, how do you know this? Pasuk Torah, b'shach shehim hivinu. These above psukim are dealing with mitzvah Kriyat Shema, right? They're only arguing over your posture, but they both seem to imply there's mitzvah in the Torah to say Shema. How you say Shema, that's a machloket. They both appear to be saying that you have to say Shema, right? So look at 3. Says the Gemara, Kriyat Shema Minol. How do you know you have to say Shema in any language? As it says, Shema Yisrael, Chol Hashem Shel Shema. Any language that you hear in Tanabanan. Kriyat Shema Kichtava. You have to say Shema like the letters, like the way it is. Divrei Rabbi. Chacham say B'chol Hashem, any language. What's the rationale for Rabbi? It says V'hayu, V'havinan Yehu, meaning the whatever language you want to accomplish in it. And Rabbanan say, Amar Karab. Rabbanan say no, specifically not in. Sorry, Amar Karab Vavinan is specifically the way it's written. My mistake. The way specifically it's written, and that would be in Hebrew. Meaning, it appears there's a machloket over what language you do Shema. Do you in Hebrew? Do you in the vernacular? Does it mean any language that you hear? Well, I hear in Spanish. I say Shema in Spanish. So Chachamim say. Sorry, I apologize. Divrei Rebbe says what? Specifically Vavinan, the way it is written, the way it is, and nothing else. Only way you feel the mitzvah of Shema. As opposed to Chacham who seemed to say, no, in any language that you're Shomea, and if that's the case, maybe this is a machloka. Maybe this is a machloka between the rest of the Rabbana. That really, if this is the language it has to be, and so this language, and specifically only this language, maybe that might be the Doraisa. That could be. And then again, the Nafkamina, which is written number 4, is a Safek. Amar of Yehuda, what's a Safek? Safek Rashma, Safek Lok Rashma. So, Eino Choser V'Karea. Generally speaking, if I don't remember, did I say Shema tonight? I walked in, like, did I say Shema? Did I catch up? I don't remember if I said Shema or not. So generally speaking, okay, don't say it again. What about if I say, did I say met V'yatziv or not? Okay, yes, that's the Shachri thing. Chozer v'omer emet V'yatziv. So says this Gemara, wait, you repeat emet V'yatziv, but you don't repeat Shema. What's the rationale? Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan. Emet V'yatziv is Doraisa. Wow, can you believe it? There's a Havmina to say that Emet V'yatziv is Mina Torah. By the way, what's the rationale for that? Why is Emet V'yatziv, why would that be Mina Torah? So remember, they don't just mean Emet V'yatziv. They don't mean those two words. They mean from Emet V'yatziv to Gal Yisrael. Why? Because the concept of recognizing that God is our Redeemer might be a biblical mandate. Right? There is no, that's why there's so much gula tefillah. There is no tefillah without gula. If God doesn't take you out of Egypt, if you don't say that God does God take you out of Egypt, that means He can't redeem us, didn't redeem us in the past, can't redeem us in the future. Can't redeem us in the future, He's not that God who can provide. He's not the God who can provide. How can you say Shemini Esrei? He's wrong address. Right? That's the short end of it. Comes on Rav Yosef and says, B'shavach of Gamecha, what are you talking about? It's a pasuk. Amar le Abaye, how about Divrei Torah? No, it's referring to just Divrei Torah, just learning Torah. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Safe Kar Kriyat Shema, Safe Lokara, Chozev Kar Kriyat Shema. Why? We see that it must be Doraisa. Safe Yispala, Safe Lo Yispala, you know, Chozev Yispala. We'll deal with the davening later. But we see from here, there's a second opinion, which is, guess what? That's what we hold like. We hold that it's Doraisa. If you're not sure if you repeat it, you need to say it again. And that's what Rashi says, number 5. Why did they say it again? Rabbi Elazar holds, Kriyat Shema is Doraisa. Therefore, if it's the Safek, Safek Doraisa Chumra, you need to repeat it. Whereas the Safek Rabbanan, and remember, there's more room to be vegan. Okay, what's a Psak? You're not so surprised by the Psak. The Psak is that it's basically Doraisa. We'll see more of this, and what exactly entails the Doraisa, God willing, in part B, which we will do, I guess, tomorrow night. We are nearing our 7-minute mark. Have a good evening, guys.